Are you bothered by spooks, specters, or ghosts? Do you have feelings of dread in your basement or attic? Then you better call us. It's Hunter Hendricks here with Shannon Young. It's time to talk a little Ghostbusters on Podzilla 1985.
Although, I'll be honest with you, that intro, I assume there was a Dave Mahoney joke coming somewhere.
That's what happens when we talk about it right before it starts.
Yeah. Well,
are you bothered by the specter of a man trying to sell you his wrestling belt?
Trade. He doesn't want to sell it.
Trade. That's true.
Dave Mahoney's looking for a trade.
Well, he's looking for a little cash, as I recall.
It's true. I mean, if you've got an Xbox One and some money lying around,
it's going to happen.
You could have a sweet broken belt signed by Crime Time. And you could collect the curse of Dave Mahoney.
I love that we're not even a minute into the Ghostbusters show and Mahoney's already made an appearance.
We tried to do a Ghostbusters show last week.
Right.
On Tanner Thursday.
Yeah.
That was a mistake.
Indeed it was. It was a mistake because I wasn't there. I'm just going to be arrogant about it.
Well, that's true. Yeah. You weren't there, but who was there? Big Johnny, Jesse, and Tanner.
Right.
Four guys who all love to talk and each derail the conversation in whichever way they want.
In its own little branch.
Yeah. Yeah. It was bad. I mean, it wasn't a bad show.
No.
You weren't there, and you didn't get to see me sitting in my chair, bouncing up and down, going, I want to talk about Ghostbusters!
Can I, though?
But
can
no,
I say something?
We talked about Nate and gay marriage and all this other shit, and I just wanted to talk about Ghostbusters. Well,
gotta get all the memes out of the way right off the bat, right?
Yeah.
Nate, Mahoney, going out on a limit.
No, we're not going to do it. Not going to do it.
I feel like the old George Bush impressions from SNL.
Oh, Dana Carvey? Not going to do it.
Not at this juncture.
Well, I'll tell you what, Hunter. Yes. I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
I'm
pissed.
I don't blame you.
I'm royally pissed.
Is it about Ghostbusters?
It is.
Or is it just
I just wanted
general?
To steal that from Key and Peele because Bob showed me the Black Republican skit it made me laugh so much. But no, I am legitimately angry.
Yes.
I was at work yesterday perusing the internet, as I often do, and I made the mistake of going to IGN's website.
This is a mistake in general.
Well, yeah. But since they took off, what did I used to go to? It's gone now. It's gone, and now I don't remember it. It's like Been a Nerd.
It just
like someone flashing me, and now I don't remember the name of it.
I was going to say Destructoid, but they're still around.
Yeah, no, it was...
I kind of dig those guys.
Before I started going to Kotaku... Oh, God, what was it called? I'm going to get shit for this from Steven and those guys. We all went there. You know what it does?
It starts with a G. Is it game something? Game about video game?
Joystick!
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, starts with a J, not a G.
What were we talking about?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, so I went to IGN... And they showed a picture of the new car.
Yes.
And you've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
And first off, what did you think of it?
My first thought was, well, that about makes sense. Of course, they would go for the obvious joke. It's a hearse, because get it? They're busting ghosts. Ha ha. Get it? Do you get it? It's like that Family Guy clip of the guy with the wallet of his kids.
Oh,
he's just slamming
it in
the guy's
face.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of the whole time.
To be fair, until I was... probably in my late teens, I thought the Ghostbusters car was a hearse.
Was a hearse.
I really did.
One, yeah.
I didn't realize it was an ambulance until years later.
Yeah.
You know? But no, I was looking at that, and I see all these people leaving comments about the new Ghostbusters movie.
Right.
And they're just vile.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Because they don't even criticize the movie.
No.
You get two things if you look at the boards for Ghostbusters.
Let me guess. Melissa McCarthy is fat.
She's so fat.
And... please don't make this movie.
Yes.
That's pretty much it.
This is the worst movie ever made.
Of course.
This will be the biggest failure of all time.
You've never seen it. Take that
You've
not into account at all.
You've never seen a single clip from it.
No.
But you know Melissa McCarthy's in it, and apparently that's all it takes.
Now, I will be the first one to admit that as soon as they announced the casting, I was disappointed. And I said this. We talked about it on your Facebook page, which may as well be the Podzilla.
It should be, yeah.
email account. But I don't. I don't like Melissa McCarthy. Has nothing to do with her appearance. And I don't even feel like I should have to say that to defend
exactly.
it. But the fact of the matter is, because I'll lead with what was great. She was great in St. Vincent with Bill Murray.
Gilmore Girls.
She was
great
a lot
in Gilmore
of fun back in the day.
Yeah.
And she was pretty good on Bridesmaids. You know, going back and watching Bridesmaids now is harder, even though as much as I loved that movie and will still watch it when it's on basic cable, it's harder to go back and watch it now knowing that that's what she's going to do for the most of the rest of her career. And people talk about Mike and Molly and say, oh, but she's really good on Mike and Molly. No, she's not. It's on CBS. It's got to be a piece of shit.
And it's nothing but fat jokes.
Exactly.
Like that's,
exactly.
That's what I hate is the joke. It's like Chris Farley.
Right.
Except Chris Farley was much funnier.
Well, of course.
No offense to Melissa McCarthy.
True.
I also don't like her.
Yeah.
But it's not because of her weight.
No.
I could give a shit how big she is.
Well, it's just like Leslie Jones. I mentioned, too.
I don't like her either.
Yeah. I don't care for her. I don't think she's funny.
No, I've seen two of her skits from SNL.
Yeah.
And I don't like them.
She just screams. She just yells a lot for whatever reason. And apparently that's most of her stand-up, too.
Yeah.
So, you know... personally, yeah, I'm with you. I don't care about that. That said, if that's really all you have to focus on about what's not good about this upcoming movie, or what you don't think is going to be good, because let's stress again, nobody has seen the first thing I've seen anything video related wise at all was yesterday. Somebody managed to get somebody who lives near where they're filming in New York, managed to get a little video that went up on Instagram of just like the car pulling up and Melissa McCarthy getting into it and somebody else like interrupting a conversation. There's no if there was audio, I didn't hear it, and if there is, it's too far away. The guy clearly lives like several floors up on the building across the street. So he just took a little video on his cell phone, and that's it video wise that's all you've seen from this movie,
right?
So it's really hard to take anybody seriously when they go, this movie is going to be the worst thing ever. You don't know that.
No, you know what it
you
is
you really don't know.
You know what it is, as much as people want to say this is not because it's an all women cast, it's totally because it's an all-women cast.
It's
just like when Obama went into office and everyone said, oh, I hate him, he's the worst president. But it's not because he's black.
That's right. No.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
It's exactly because he's black.
He hasn't done anything yet, but.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's because he's black.
Right.
Just be honest. You don't want to admit you're racist.
Right.
That's fine. That's fine. Keep it to yourself. But it's because he's black.
Exactly.
And it's because they're women.
Yeah.
But my problem with this is that if, how do you do a Ghostbusters reboot? Because here's your two options as a Ghostbusters fan. Myself, I've told this story before.
Yeah.
I watched Ghostbusters so much as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
They gave my mom the tape because they felt bad for
just
her.
Hang on to
they,
it.
They just said, you know what? You've rented this 50 times.
Wow.
Please keep
man.
It. And I know you're a big Ghostbusters fan.
Oh, yeah.
So as Ghostbusters fans.
Right over there. Got the, got the patch on it.
Exactly. So as Ghostbusters fans, you know what options you have for a new Ghostbusters movie? This or nothing.
Pretty much.
Because Harold Ramis ain't coming back.
No, it's not going to happen.
I've prayed and I've sacrificed. Yeah. Nothing.
I will say, I don't know if you've read it yet, but if not, I've got to pass it on to you. Did you see the Ghostbusters 3 script, spec script that Max Landis wrote?
No.
That made it on?
No.
Really? Oh, man. I'm about to make your day, by the way. Once you leave here, I'm going to send you that script. You're going to read it, and you're going to love it.
Well, except for the fact that they'll never make the movie.
That's true. Well,
and you've just killed me.
Now, to be fair, they will never make the movie, and that is disappointing, but it's not because of Harold Ramis. He actually wrote it with it in mind that Harold Ramis had passed.
Right.
So he's not a part of the cast in a certain way. I'll let you read it.
I swear to God, if he ripped off my idea.
Because
I had a script, too, and it was fucking dynamite.
Well, there's a whole bunch of stuff to it. But, yeah, Max Landis, writer, Chronicle, of course, the guy behind Wrestling Isn't Wrestling, Death of Superman on YouTube, Death and Return of, wrote a great script that he released online saying, look, there's literally no way this is ever going to get made, so here's everything I had on it. Just enjoy.
Yeah.
And it was around the time that they made the announcement that Paul, is it Feig or Feig, whoever... Fee-fi-fo-fum. I don't know.
All I know is according to IGN's boards, he is the biggest cancer in the movie industry.
The biggest piece of shit to ever walk the
earth. What a motherfucker. You know?
Well, when they announced that he was taking on the movie, Max released this online. Now, for a second, I do kind of want to take it back. Like you said, how do you reboot this? You know, for the longest time, there was no Ghostbusters 3. We had Ghostbusters in the mid-80s.
Yeah.
You had Ghostbusters 2 a couple of years later, which was, to be fair, as much as I love it, and I'm sure you love it because you're a fan, kind of a cash grab, let's be honest.
Totally cash grab, but it was one of those instances where the cash grab actually came out really well.
Exactly.
I still think there are a lot of parts of Ghostbusters 2 that are superior to Ghostbusters 1.
Absolutely. You know? As a whole, I wouldn't say it is, but yeah, there are definitely parts of the second movie
that are better than
the first, and things that would have been great to incorporate into a third one. There was talks for years. I mean, how many times has Dan Aykroyd said Ghostbusters 3 is coming?
My entire fucking life.
It's gonna
happen. I waited
next.
For Ghostbusters 3.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And at first it was, or well, not necessarily at first, but it's gone from everything from the Ghostbusters are going to hell,
I remember
literally.
That. Yeah.
And it was going to be called like Ghostbusters in Hell or something to that effect.
I was excited about that one.
Sure. And then there were, we had the, let's see, we had the cartoon for years, which was kind of its own thing. But then we had Extreme Ghostbusters, that cartoon in the late 90s, which, by the way, never gets the credit it deserves.
No, no.
Because it was a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, and people criticized it. You got a guy in a wheelchair. You got a woman on the team.
Right.
This ain't the real Ghostbusters.
Now, to be fair, they really did go a little over the top with the let's cater to every possible PC group we possibly can.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had they made a point to have a female Ghostbuster.
Yes.
They made
and
a point to
goth.
Have right. Oh,
and
yeah.
she was goth,
which was great, by the way. They had the Hispanic character. They had, like you said, the disabled character. So they really got they were pandering. Let's be honest, but it was still a great show.
It was.
And then Ghostbusters just kind of disappeared for a little while in the early 2000s, as far as public consciousness goes. But we got the Ghostbusters video game.
Which is, at this point, Ghostbusters 3.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And we were just assuming, and it was even kind of said, I think, maybe understated, because, of course, we got all the voice cast back, except for what Rick Moranis
and Sigourney Weaver.
And Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
And granted, most of those characters, well, those characters were completely written out, basically, anyway.
Which is ridiculous.
Right.
You know, not to derail the conversation.
Sure.
But William Atherton was in it. He reprised his role as Walter Peck.
Right.
Which was great.
Mm-hmm.
I love William Atherton. But the fact that you don't have Sigourney Weaver back as Dana Barrett.
Yeah.
When in Ghostbusters 1 and 2, it's the whole process of them reconnecting.
Right.
So now they're done again. Like, come on. Give us the relationship that the movie's promised. Yeah.
And the other thing that was disappointing about that is that it was understandable to a degree from Rick Moranis' side that he didn't appear in the video game because he'd retired from acting. And, I mean, he has stayed true to that as hard as he possibly can.
He has, yeah.
Wants to stay home with his kids. And, I mean, you know, hate him all you want for it, but at the end of the day, it's the guy's own life choice. Let him do what he wants.
And the fact that he chose family over fame.
And Hollywood, no less.
I give him all kinds of credit.
I start to say it's pretty respectable.
How many people could walk away from that?
Right.
You know?
But Sigourney Weaver was a working actress at the time. She was out doing her thing. Hell, I think Avatar came out right around that time, so she was busy doing stuff anyway.
Yeah. From what I understand, she regrets it.
Right. She wishes
she had been in it.
Yeah. And because I mean, that's
Alyssa Milano.
Yeah.
As much as I like Alyssa Milano, like, the character just wasn't as good as Dana Barrett.
No, it felt like a stand-in. It felt like Alyssa Milano was there to fill in. You know, playing the part of Dana Barrett tonight is,
not as good.
So, you know, we had the game, and it was great, and I still go back and play it. One of the few non-franchise games I find myself going back to. Well, non-game franchise, I guess I should say.
No, that's not Halo. It's not Gears of War. Yeah.
But then, well, it's kind of Gears of War.
It's very much Gears of War. Yeah.
But I mean, that was it. That was all it was going to be. And then, you know, the rumors started circulating again. We're going to get a new Ghostbusters. And the last time that there were rumors, really, that I recall before the announcement of 3 was there were going to be 2 movies. That Paul Feig was going to do his all-female, you know, not reboot, remake, or whatever, just a movie.
Nobody knows what it is.
Right.
That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that in a minute, because that's frustrating the hell out of me. But then there was also going to be one from the guys, Christopher Miller and Phil Lord, I think. I'm hoping I get in the last and right names. It's like I confuse Trey Parker and Matt Stone all the time from South Park.
Right.
But the guys behind 21 Jump Street and the Lego movie. We're going to be doing one with the guys from 21 Jump Street. It was going to be Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill. We're going to be another Ghostbusters team.
Right.
And this was going to create, ultimately, a Ghostbusters universe. And I was kind of down with that idea. Have multiple movies that fit multiple themes. As long as you've got good people behind them, Marvel has made it clear that that kind of thing can work.
Yeah, if you tie the series together.
If you eventually tie them together, exactly.
If you make 2 individual Ghostbusters movies, imagine if they made 2, well, I guess they kind of made 2 X-Men movies with First Class and then with the original series.
Right.
But they tied them together eventually.
Exactly.
So if you have 2 Ghostbusters movies that take place in the present time, but they don't share the same universe, what's the point?
And could be pretty disparate films. I mean, obviously they were going for a pretty hard comedy set with the female cast, which we've talked about. You know, with the guys, granted, 21 Jump Street has been a pretty straightforward comedy for the most part, but you can see them taking it more the horror route and maybe being more of a comedy horror type movie. But then that thing, I mean, at the end of the day, there's hardly any point talking about it because it just collapsed.
It's over.
It was either there and collapsed or it was never there to begin with.
Right.
Ironically enough, much like Ghost. But but so in the end of the day, we've got what is, and you can't even call it Ghostbusters. They're just calling it Ghostbusters, which, by the way, is a topic for a whole other series of things. Pisses me off, man, when you take a classic franchise and start it over with a new name. I'm looking at you, Tomb Raider, Mortal Kombat, anything that has taken a classic name and redone it. When it's not even been, you know, what has it been, 30 years since the original Ghostbusters almost?
84?
84, so a little over 30. I mean, can we not just this ties directly back into what I said I wanted to get to and what you were wanting to talk about. Is this movie a reboot? Is it a remake? Because every time you ask, they say no to both of those things.
Right.
But they also say it's not a sequel, so that's why you can't call it Ghostbusters 3.
Yeah.
I feel like the title reflects the confusion of what's going on in the production.
Yeah.
We're just going to call it Ghostbusters because that's the only thing we can definitively say it is.
Yeah.
It is a Ghostbusters movie. So you might as well just call it a Ghostbusters movie.
And it is. You know, to all the people and some of my friends who have also expressed to me their displeasure with they're making this film, it's Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
It is Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
They're busting ghosts. They're driving the Ecto-1.
Right.
They've got proton packs. What else do you want? If you just remake the original film with an all-male cast, let's say Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill and whatnot,
right,
what's the point of remaking the first movie exactly as it is? It already exists.
And it's perfect.
And it's one of the greatest movies of all time.
Oh, man. I will tell you outright that I have said and I have sort of preached in a way that if anybody ever asked me not just what your favorite movie is, but what's the perfect movie, it's Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
It has a little bit of everything for everyone.
Yeah.
It's a movie that, even though there's a lot of anachronisms because it was from the 80s, still holds up to this day.
Yeah.
You can still watch it and go, every bit of this makes sense to me as a moviegoer.
And it's just as viable today. I don't think it has the problems of like the technology or anything like that at the time, because it was kind of futuristic with the technology they have with the ghost, you know, very, very hypothetical, and it still works.
Right.
But why remake that film?
Right.
Why should we have an all-male cast, and here's Peter Venkman, played by Ashton Kutcher, and, you know, all this stuff. It's like, that movie's done.
Ugh.
It's, yeah, put that thought in your head. That movie's done, it's created. Go watch
it. Exactly.
So you don't need the exact same movie twice.
Right.
So here's a new take on it. It's all women. They have said that they wanted to make it a little bit more scary.
Right.
Like, they want to make it a little bit scarier than the original. Yeah. So be happy. You're getting a new Ghostbusters, and it might be good. It might not. I went into Ninja Turtles last year thinking, oh, sweet, finally, Ninja Turtles, a new version, and it's going to be great, and it kind of follows the old style of the cartoon and stuff.
Right.
And I was horribly disappointed with it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I rewatched it four or five times, and I realized I like this movie. I went in with expectations of what it should have been, not what it is.
Yeah.
So I'm doing this with Ghostbusters. I'm waiting to see what it is as it is.
Right. Now, and I so far, say, I like it. Yeah, yeah. Now, I will say my biggest problem, and I kind of just expressed this when we were talking about it online, is that you mentioned that about, you know, don't remake the original movie. Don't do that. Make this your own thing, even though it is still in the same universe. That's what the phrase they keep using, that Ghostbusters is still in the same universe.
Tie it together, but let them stand on their own feet.
Right. And to be fair, I'm going to, you know, go a little against what I was saying earlier about you haven't seen it, so we don't know. I'll put that out there as a disclaimer. But I will also say it is frustrating to me that all the leaks that we've seen so far, here's the new uniforms. They look a lot like the old ones.
With
here's
stripes.
New, right, with stripes. Here's the new proton packs. They look a lot like the old ones with a colander on the back.
Yeah.
Here's the new car. It looks a lot like the old one, except it's a hearse instead of an ambulance.
Yes.
At what point do you go, are you sure you're not remaking the first movie, but changing things just enough to go, this is a little bit different?
Yeah.
Because that's what's frustrating to me. Again, we've seen nothing of the script.
No.
We've seen nothing of the actual, you know, once we get a trailer, then maybe we'll have a little better idea what the movie's about. But so far, all the leaks have done nothing to assuage any concerns that I've had over, you're just remaking the first movie with an all-female cast.
Yeah.
And it's going to feel like a spoof. That's what I'm worried about.
I can see that fear, actually, you know, and then as soon as, even before they announced the casting, when they first said, we're going to do an all-female Ghostbusters, I said, here's your cast list, Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy, two other women.
Right.
And I knew Kristen Wiig and Melissa McCarthy were going to be,
because Paul Feig from Bridesmaids, he's worked with him a million times over, so of course he's going to have
to be the funniest, I mean, technically, they're the funniest women.
Yeah, as far as
in comedy
right now, that's what you're looking at.
So who else do you get for it? Kate McKinnon from SNL, who I'm not familiar with.
She
too
is
much.
A great talent, man. I don't know how much SNL you watch, but I've kind of gotten back into it over the past few years.
Yeah.
I used to watch a ton as a kid.
Oh, me too.
And so even now, when the shows are bad, I make a point to sit down and check it out and see what's up. Yeah. Well, Kate McKinnon is a great talent, and there's a couple of others there. To A.D. Bryant, who I think is hilarious.
Keenan,
by the way. Keenan is a blast, man. A.D. Bryant, just to kind of. Talk about what we were talking about earlier. I guess go back to that for a second. A.D. Bryant is a, for lack of a better term, a woman of figure. And she is freaking hilarious. I would rather have seen her than Melissa McCarthy in the movie. I think she would have been great for the sort of role that they're going for. But again, she's not the name.
She's not the name. Melissa McCarthy is a bigger bankroll.
Right, rather. Exactly.
And I think she'll do fine with it. I see what you're worrying about a spoof, especially when they announced Chris Hemsworth as the Secretary.
Right. That's another point of the,
gender swapping.
Right. So it feels like a, like you said, like a spoof.
Like Bizarro World for Ghostbusters.
Right.
But, you know, until we see it, don't judge it.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
Right.
This could be a fun Ghostbusters movie.
Sure.
It's not Ghostbusters from the 80s.
Right.
And it shouldn't be. I've seen Ghostbusters from the 80s.
Right.
A million times.
It's already happened.
I watch it multiple times per month.
Right.
I really do.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't want to watch it again.
And that's sort of
why I want to see a new take.
Yeah. As we were saying, I'm glad in a way that this is, as frustrated as I am with the fact that it seems like they don't know what this is about by just calling it Ghostbusters, it's for the better that this isn't called Ghostbusters 3. Let's be honest. Even again, without having seen anything specifically from the movie itself other than the props and the casting and everything, it's better that this isn't Ghostbusters 3, because that's when you're going to continue and with more fervor get the arguments of, that ain't my Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
You know, that's not mine from the 80s and everything. It's well, just going to cause more problems.
It seems so easy to make the sequel and make it like the Ghostbusters, Extreme Ghostbusters cartoon.
Right.
Have the old Ghostbusters train the new generation.
Right. And for years, that was the
speculation. That was the story.
That's what we were going to get.
Yeah. And I don't think it's out of the question that that's what we're still getting. Dan Aykroyd has hinted multiple times that they pay, you know, tribute to the original Ghostbusters,
right.
But he won't say how. He said it's amazing what they did.
Yeah.
Is it a possibility that these people have come from the original Ghostbusters? Maybe they found some of their technology or something like that.
Right, right.
We don't know. It's all speculation right now.
Exactly.
But I would be okay with that if, I don't know, Kristen Wiig is the granddaughter of Egon Spengler or something like that. I don't mind that.
Sure.
I think that would be cool.
Think that, honestly, one of the best things we can hope for at this point, especially for the people who are super concerned, oh, this is going to suck, it's going to, you know, ruin my childhood, which, by the way, is a whole, again, other topic of discussion.
Get over yourself.
Get out of here with that.
Get out of here.
But
your childhood's over,
right,
dude.
Exactly. But I really think, and this is kind of me fantasy booking a movie at this point, but what I would really like to see, even if it's just a post-credits deal, is that we find out that, yes, like you said, it's tied to the original Ghostbusters. Maybe they were trained by them or something. And this is just one, there's just the new New York franchise.
Yes.
Because that's another thing that's been inserted into a lot of fan fiction, into a lot of speculation that's about franchise. What the new movies are, is that the Ghostbusters group would franchise.
Yeah, because look at the game.
Right.
At the very beginning, you know, Peter Vickman says a franchise is coming soon.
Right, exactly.
And this was in what? The game took place in
2000. Well, okay,
no, in the 90s.
The game took place in the 90s.
Yeah.
Right. I'm trying to think of it was released.
At this point, there would be franchises.
Exactly.
There's ghosts everywhere.
Yeah,
you know,
because that's another thing. We're not getting an anachronistic Ghostbusters movie where it takes place in the 90s. This is modern day,
present
2015,
time.
Here it's coming.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, I really think that that's one thing that I'm hoping they do, even if the movie sucks, because that leads the way to, okay, obviously the movie's going to make a lot of money, and it's probably almost guaranteed a sequel right now. They could greenlight a sequel right now, and nobody would be surprised.
Yeah.
Because even if it sucks, a million people are going to see
it's
it on the opening weekend. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So if you get the franchise in the actual franchise, going a little Inception here, if they create that, then you have the potential to go, okay, this didn't really work that well, but we're back on track. We're back in the
right.
public conscience. Now we can kind of stop and go, who do you want to see? Who do you want to see in the next one?
Who are you going to call?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
who are you going to call? It kind of reminds me of the backlash right now that, for some reason, is coming on Terminator Genesis.
Yeah.
And I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I watched Terminator Genesis.
Yes.
And it was a fantastic movie.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, because I have not seen it yet.
I loved it. And I don't want to spoil anything, but
yeah.
It ties together so many loose ends from the movies and creates a whole new path that they could take.
Yeah, like some potential for other.
Yeah, like you said with Ghostbusters, where you can go, okay, we can change it up. Well, Terminator's the same way. We can change it up however we want now. The timeline's altered to the point that we can pretty much do anything.
Right.
And Ghostbusters can do the same thing. They can take this franchise. They can, oh, here's the Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh Ghostbusters.
Right.
Here's their adventure. Here's these guys' adventure.
I would love to just hear that at the end of the movie, basically them say, hey, everything's good here. What do we do now? And then literally just zoom in on another city somewhere with a whole group of Ghostbusters fighting off guys going, and then it just ends. That'd be great. You know, then just go into that.
Maybe even show the classic Ghostbusters.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Show Ernie Hudson, Bill Murray, and
absolutely.
Dan
and
Aykroyd.
You know that Ernie Hudson and Dan Aykroyd will come back for it. Bill Murray has always been the stopping point of the previous, you know, abilities to come back.
Let's just give the motherfucker of the week. Let's do it early.
Let's do it early.
And let's say it's Bill Murray.
Yeah.
Because
much as I love Bill Murray, don't get me wrong.
Oh, he's a cock tease.
Oh, is what he is. Yep.
So he shows up on Zombieland dressed up as, you know, they do the whole Ghostbusters montage.
Yes.
Which was incredible. He shows up at the movie awards dressed up as Peter Venkman.
Uh-huh.
He did.
That's all he had clean that night.
Yeah. I forget which magazine it was, but he was on the cover. It was him, Aykroyd, Hudson, and Weaver. And
it wasn't Time, but it was a big, it was like
big
People,
publication.
I think, or
it was for the anniversary.
Yeah.
And they were dressed up in their Ghostbusters outfit.
Mm-hmm.
So he keeps doing it.
Yep.
He keeps going, oh, I love Ghostbusters. Do you want to be in the new movie?
Nah,
I'm good.
Not
you
really.
Did the video game. You phoned it in most of the time, but at least you did it.
Now, I will say, too, that's another situation where, just like the movie, we have to step back and go, we don't know what he's been given. All these times that Bill Murray's been given a script, you know, I respect Bill Murray enough to know that if he looks at the script and goes, this is complete shit, that he wouldn't do it. You know,
he did Garfield.
That's true, though. Now, to be fair, again, the Hollywood legend is that he did not know what he was signing up for with that. And that he thought he was getting a totally different movie.
Getting a movie called Garfield, not about a talking
about
cat.
About the president, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought this was a biopic, man. What the hell?
why is Breckenmeyer here?
Yeah.
Also,
why
do I know who Breckenmeyer is?
Exactly.
The funny thing about that, of course, we should mention is that, of course, Bill Murray played Peter Venkman in the movies.
Right.
And Lorenzo Music played Peter Venkman in the cartoon.
The real Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Right.
And Bill Murray actually complained about it and said, why do I sound like Garfield? To which it got Lorenzo Music fired and then replaced with Dave Coulier.
Yep.
For fuck's sake, Dave Coulier. And then years later.
You and Alanis Morissette, man. Both of them.
Oh, yeah. We're both pissed. We both went down on them in the theater and have regrets. And I was like 11 at the time, so
Whoa.
It was really bad for me. But then
is
Bill
that
Murray.
Jared that just walked by? Anyway.
He's innocent until proven guilty.
Play joke made.
And then Bill Murray replaced Lorenzo Music as Garfield.
Right.
It's
right.
Full circle, man.
It has to come around.
Yeah.
That's right. Circle of life.
Speaking of coming around, probably wrap this up so I can go to work.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Where are we at? We're at about 25 minutes. Just 25? About.
Oh, I wanted to go full 30. But
we talk real fast.
We really do.
Especially when it's just me and you.
Yeah. Talking fast is important.
We should go back.
When it comes to podcasts.
I think I'm going to have to go back and slow it down a little bit for the average listener so they can catch up.
We get excited about Ghostbusters. I told Jesse Kimball, I said, hey, we're going to do a show with Hunter about Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
He said, that sounds pretty good because it doesn't sound like you two are in complete agreement on the new movie. So there's going to be a little bit of dissension, which I guess there's a little bit. We have the same feeling.
I think I'm probably more concerned about it overall. But
I'm more optimistic. You're definitely more pessimistic about it.
But
sure.
I will say in the end, I will be the first one to admit that as soon as they announced it and they announced the cast, I said, there's no way I'm going to go see it. That's absolute bullshit. There's no way that I'm not going to go see it. I know good well I'm going to. I don't know if I'll be able to drag my wife along to this one. She may stand her ground this time. I don't know that Sarah's going to go do it. But
I am still excited. I think the moment...
Maybe me and you having to go see it. But
the moment we get in theaters and the lights go down and it does the intro and and then you see as soon as the Ghostbusters theme plays, because it's got to play.
Oh, yeah.
They've got to play it. Now, whether they redo it or what, I don't know. Maybe they'll get like a female to sing it, whatever. Yeah.
Florence and the Machine doing the Ghostbuster theme.
I don't like them.
I don't either, but it was the first one that came to mind.
But yeah,
for some reason.
I'm standing up and I'm applauding.
Yeah.
It's like when Star Wars Episode 1 came out.
Right.
Not a good movie.
Sure.
Not a good movie.
No.
But I still stood up. I applauded. I was like, oh, my God. I've been waiting for a Ghostbusters film in the theater my whole life. I've never seen one.
Yeah, and we even kind of talked about it on Nerd Up a bit, that ability for an old franchise to get you back into something for at least a second. Even if it's not an old franchise, even if it's just something you liked. I mean, I admit it outright. I really dug the hell out of Green Lantern the day we saw it. I mean, I loved it.
I still think it's okay.
Yeah, since then, obviously, I've come down a little bit and gone, okay, maybe it wasn't as great as I thought. But
no, not a fantastic movie, but it has the same problem that Ghostbusters will have, where you have fanboys who have expectations.
Exactly.
And if you don't meet those expectations, even though it's your vision, not theirs, this is how these people want to make the movie.
Right.
This is not how you want to make the movie. So you don't have any say-so on this film.
Yeah.
Go watch it or don't. But if anything you take from this is... give it a chance, and if you're going to insult it for the right reasons. Melissa McCarthy being fat is not the right reason.
Right.
That's fat shaming. That's body shaming. I hope that society has moved forward enough where we don't just mock people because of their weight.
Yeah.
I guess we haven't.
Not yet.
And it makes me ashamed to be in that group of Ghostbusters fans. I don't want to be associated with that.
No.
Because that's not a fan.
And
if you're going to treat people like that.
The like quote-unquote official Ghostbusters fans groups on like Facebook and the guys that have the website have been doing a lot of throwing shade back at people who have done that. They posted a deal yesterday. Actually, it may have been the day before with the Ectomobile, just like you were talking about. And they had the horrible comments of, oh, it's the back door for Melissa to get in. And seriously, they were, I didn't expect it, but the page themselves, normally they don't respond to it. They were coming back and saying like, oh yeah, that's clever, well done.
Yeah,
you know, they were really throwing it back at
these
guys.
You all night to think of that one.
So and something else quick I think we should throw in before the end, talking about things like that and things in the same situation. I really have to wonder, because you probably have heard about this, especially with, say, the Avengers. A lot of the Avengers toys and marketing and stuff does not include Black Widow, because for some reason females never make it onto this stuff.
Right.
I've got an Avengers cup at home, because Sarah's got a kind of a joking deal. She's got a Hello Kitty one, and I've got an Avengers one, like little juice glasses. And the Avengers one has Iron Man and Hulk and Captain America and Thor and nobody else.
It even has Agent Coulson.
Yeah, Coulson's on there. Hawkeye made it on, but Black Widow. So what I'm getting at is, are they going to be able to make toys for the new Ghostbusters game?
Well, they're gonna have
movie,
are they going to have a mold big enough for Melissa McCarthy?
They'll use the old Stay Puft one, won't they? Shit.
I made the joke, but
I'm not proud of it, because, again, I really don't.
Well, that's the Dusty Rhodes joke I made at the pay-per-view.
Right.
I wasn't proud of it, but it had to be said.
I'm quoting something that hasn't been said yet, because some jackass on some forum somewhere is going
to
say it.
You just inspired somebody to write that somewhere.
Hopefully, pray to God, hopefully I didn't have to go back
and... they'll attribute that to Double H
and
from
the hell out of that. But the point being, I really do. I wonder, are they going to be able to make toys for the new movie?
I certainly fucking hope so.
Yeah.
Part of Ghostbusters is the licensing. And you remember in Ghostbusters 2, where they had the Egon had the cup with the balloon in it, and they were making fun of themselves.
Right.
But at the same time, you couldn't go anywhere without seeing Ghostbusters merchandise.
Oh, man.
I want the full Ghostbusters experience. I want toys. I hope they make a new game.
Oh, yeah.
Because the last one they made was awful. Sanctum of Slime.
Yeah.
Compared to the... no, I want to talk about it.
Let's don't.
I want a new cartoon. I want everything.
Absolutely.
I want Ghostbusters. I've been waiting for Ghostbusters longer than I waited for Jurassic World.
Right.
And Jurassic World was fantastic.
I want to be able to get Ghostbusters stuff without having to go on eBay. Can we just put it that way?
Yeah.
Is that pretty fair?
Yeah.
I want to be able to walk into any regular store and go, oh, there's Ghostbusters merchandise. Yeah. Great.
They came, when Ghostbusters the game came out, they actually had a little revival. There were Ghostbusters toys everywhere.
Yeah.
The Minimates, I have most of those.
I got the patch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want that Ghostbusters revival, man.
Minimates, you said that. I'm just thinking, I've got a couple on my desk, actually, upstairs. I've got the die-cast Ecto-1, and then I've got Venkman and Slimer. I've got the Lego Ectomobile at home. home.
I got the pop, all the pop vinyl figures.
Yeah, those are the only, I don't have any of those yet, but yeah, my mother-in-law got me the Lego Ghostbusters deal for Christmas, and I literally, like a little kid, sat down under the Christmas tree Christmas morning and put that thing together.
There's nothing that gives me better feelings as a movie than Ghostbusters.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited, and I want to see it, and all I'm saying is give it a chance. And
all
it,
we're saying is give Ghostbusters a chance.
Yeah.
That's it, man.
It may go well, it may go poorly, but until it comes out.
You don't know.
And leave Melissa McCarthy alone.
Leave Melissa McCarthy alone. I will Chris Crocker the hell out of the end of this podcast.
So stupid. It's shame on you. If we've all made stupid jokes.
Sure.
But they're stupid jokes, and you regret them. These people have no regret. They have no remorse. In their eyes, Melissa McCarthy is a fat piece of garbage and belongs nowhere near it.
You know,
and that's terrible.
If there's something to take heart in, you know goodwill those same people are going to be in line. They're going to be the ones that are going to have to hopefully, possibly.
I just spit everywhere. I'm so angry.
It's all right.
The guys that are making fat jokes are fat.
Yeah.
They're sitting in they're sitting at their computer, you know, like the guy from South Park playing World of Warcraft, talking about how fat Melissa McCarthy is and would not bang 2 out of 10.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I sincerely hope, not just for a little revenge sake, but also because obviously I want the movie to be good, I hope they have to eat their words.
I do too.
I really do.
I hope the movie's fantastic. I hope it does $1 billion. I hope we get a new Ghostbusters. I hope Dan Aykroyd is in it.
We'll find out in a year.
Oh. I'm looking forward to it.
Or like literally, I think a year away, because I think it's supposed to be out in July next year.
I'm looking forward. I can't wait. I hope I live long enough.
Yeah,
that's
that'd
a legitimate
be nice.
Fear of mine.
I need to start working out so I can make it to that point. That'd be a good idea.
My heart won't last. well, thank you, Hunter, for this. This is a little bit a little bit of therapy for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it needed to be said.
Well, and at least you're awake now, so there's that.
I am awake. You got me riled up.
Up and going.
Yeah. Now I can go sell things.
That's a good idea.
This is my life.
I think I'll just stay in this chair. I really don't have to go anywhere.
No.
I got a break coming up in about 10 minutes.
Yeah,
so
I've put you in the place you need to be. You're welcome.
You always do.
So thank you guys for listening to this, enjoying. Hopefully you enjoyed me and Hunter's little back and forth on Ghostbusters.
Little tete-a-tete on Ghostbusters.
We're going to air this tomorrow.
Yeah.
So
that works.
Pro Wrestling Unscripted the day after.
I like it.
Yeah.
Works for me.
I'll see you again tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
Actually, I will see you again tomorrow.
Literally.
Awesome. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Go watch Ghostbusters. Now.
Go watch Ghostbusters a lot.
Yeah, go
just
watch
wear
Ghostbusters.
Wear the tape out, man.
1 and 2.
Until they give it to
Extreme
you.
Extreme Ghostbusters, real Ghostbusters. And don't watch the original Ghostbusters, though.
No, that Filmation thing.
With the monkey.
With the monkey?
Yeah,
yeah, that was weird.
That's stupid.
I don't care if it was the original. That was weird.
I think it's
hilarious that they called the cartoon The Real Ghostbusters to get around that.
Yeah, they had to.
It's a Bill Murray dick move, and it's fantastic. And it wasn't even his idea,
no.
But it's fantastic.
I want to say, in the second movie, he did say we're the only Ghostbusters.
He did.
Little shot there. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you on Saturday with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Go watch Ghostbusters. Have a great day.
Until next time, we're ready to believe you.